DNC shows sleeping baby as Kamala Harris pledges to sign radical abortion bill. By Katherine Hamilton on August 22, 2024. The Democratic National Convention, DNC, video feed captured an ironic, yet devastating, moment at the DNC on Thursday night, as Vice President Kamala Harris proclaimed she would proudly sign a bill as president making abortion on demand the law of the land. During her speech in Chicago officially accepting the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, Harris slammed state laws that have been passed since the Supreme Court overturned an invented federal right to abortion in 2022, protecting unborn babies from medication abortions and dismemberment abortions. She then promised to restore the invented federal right to abortion, after which the DNC video feed cut to attendees, including a man rocking a sleeping baby. "We trust women. And when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law," she said. Following the Dobbs decision, the Biden-Harris White House and Democrats have called for the restoration of Roe v. Wade, which would federalize the issue of abortion again. Democrats have repeatedly tried to pass the Radical Women's Health Protection Act, which they claim would restore Roe. But opponents of the legislation, including Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, say the bill is an expansion of Roe and could lead to abortion throughout pregnancy across the country. Biden pledged to sign the bill should it ever reach his desk, and now so has Harris. While not much policy was discussed during the 4 days of the DNC, Democrats were relentless in vocalizing their support for killing unborn babies and abortions. The event included speeches from past and present presidents of the abortion giant Planned Parenthood, who claimed that women are unstoppable when they can have their babies aborted. Actual abortions were reportedly performed outside the DNC as well, with Planned Parenthood Great Rivers estimating it would perform 25 free medication abortions through its mobile health clinic during the event. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.